Well, I'm from Palmyra, New Jersey. That's where I was born and grew up there. It was a small town, just right across the bridge from Northeast Philadelphia. Started my football career there when I was 9 years old, playing PAL football around the area. And actually, the coach, when I went out when I was 9 years old, thought I was too small to play football, but he really didn't know how tough I was, and he basically kept me on the bench for most of the season until he finally, later in the year, because of injuries, started playing me. And I guess I was busting some people up, so he said, man, he goes, if I'd have known you were going to play like this, I would have played you a lot earlier. And then went on to play high school ball, quarterback my freshman year, and then my sophomore year, I got to be a starting varsity quarterback as a sophomore. I actually supplanted my brother, kicked him out because he was a quarterback the year before, and he wound up moving over to wide receiver, and I became the quarterback of the varsity. So
it was Derek, Duran, and Dwayne. Played the center. One was a wideout halfback, and Duran, of course, the quarterback on that team.
He was like a coach on the field. I mean, he had that insight of both offense and defense. He could read quarterbacks, and when he was on defense, he knew what was going on.
I left there and wind up going to Rutgers University, graduate from there. My brother had went there the year before, and then I wind up getting a scholarship and going to play my college ball at Rutgers. And we had a very close-knit town.
You always hear the term, it takes a village. Well, we actually grew up in this village. In this town, people looked out for one another.
Everybody was family. I mean, you go five blocks down the street and you got in trouble, somebody's mom was coming out whooping your butt, sending you home, and then by the time you got home, your mom already knew about it, and they'd say, well, thank you for taking care of that issue. But then you'd come home and get another spanking from your mom. So it was very close-knit. We grew up that way. It wasn't just my mom and my dad raising me, but it was a whole town that was raising us. One gentleman in particular was a guy who was a janitor at our school, a guy named Merle Pratt.
What Mr. Pratt did for Duran and for all the rest of the young men around here was basically indicative of the kind of people we have here in town.
Young kids can get into trouble any way they can, you know. He was always opening up the gym to us, letting us come in there on nights and play basketball or just run around and do stuff, and always cared about us.
I can't name 10 kids that was outstanding like he was around here. We had a lot of good kids, but the whole family was tight. His dad was a super, super gentleman.
We could have been out on the streets doing some stuff that we probably would have never either survived or we would have gotten in trouble, but he took it upon himself to give us an opportunity, to give us a place to go where, number one, he knew we would be safe, and number two, he knew that by doing that, we'd have some other alternatives rather than being on the streets, doing drugs, drinking, and those things. And he was like a father figure to me and to everybody in the community. My path here to Kansas City, I was at Rutgers. I had a great career there. Didn't know if I'd have a chance in the NFL, but was always having hopes and dreams that I could. And Ted Cottrell, who was our defensive coordinator at Rutgers, my senior year, wind up leaving and came out here and became the linebacker coach for the Kansas City Chiefs. During the draft, the first day he was calling and saying, hey, have you heard from anybody? And I said, well, I've heard from a few teams, and they were talking about maybe drafting me in the second day of the draft. He said, well, whatever you do, don't sign with anybody until you hear from me. And I said, okay. Fortunately enough for me, Ted Cottrell called me and said, hey, we'd like to bring you out here. We didn't draft any punters, and we're looking for punters. And I think the Chiefs that year drafted three safeties, so they were looking at that position too. So I said, fine. I got on a plane. Basically, the next day, they signed me as a punter. So I picked up the phone, I got a hold of Coach Levy, and I said, Coach, I know my punting wasn't what it should be, but also, you know, I play safety, and you drafted three safeties, and I think I can contribute there. He goes, let me think about it, and I'll call you back. Well, he thought about it, and he called me back and said, okay, come on back in. We'll basically have you working at the safety position, and you can punt too, and we'll see what happens. To this day, I think about that. Had I not made that decision to pick up the phone and call Coach Levy, I wouldn't be here. You know, my name wouldn't be up in Arrowhead and be a part of this great organization if I hadn't made that call.
Duran Cherry has just picked off Todd Marinovich.
What a terrific play by Duran Cherry. I've said all along, he reads quarterbacks as well as any defensive back in the National Football League. And there is the big turnover for Kansas City.
The most important guys that helped me with that journey, they were a number. Gary Barbro, Gary Green, Eric Harris. And these were all pro players. They kind of took us under their wing. They taught us what it meant to be a defensive back for this organization. Because there was a tradition here. When you figure those guys, then Emmett Thomas and Johnny Robinson and all those guys in that secondary that were all pro players and Hall of Famers, there was a legacy here that you knew from day one that if you made this team, you were part of that. And those guys made sure that you understood, number one, the commitment that you were making, not only to the team, but to that group, in particular that group. And they made sure, when we were in meetings, they made sure that we were the ones who answered the questions. Because they always told us, this game, there's injuries that come up, and you got to be ready to play at any moment. So we prepared, and we made sure that everybody understood that we all have jobs to do, but if we do it together, we could be one of the greatest defensive backfields in the history of the NFL. When you look at secondaries and you look at the history of this game, there's very few teams that can say that we had four people in our secondary that all made the Pro Bowl at some point in time during their careers while they played together. Well, the ambassador program is part of our life. It's part of the guys who are in the ambassadors. And I think that this group is very, very special. It's very special for this community. And when I go out there and I make appearances on behalf of the Chiefs through the ambassadors, we get so much respect from the community out there because they know that we could have gone anywhere. We decided to stay here in Kansas City and make a home, but more importantly, be out there in the community, be involved. I look at it as a very big privilege for me to serve with that group of guys. It's an investment in Kansas City, but I think it's a great investment. And I think it's something that the people of Kansas City appreciate. It's been great to have that affiliation and continue to be a part of this organization in a big way.